Welcome to The Wild Hunt. We are an unofficial podcast having a casual conversation about the History Channel television series Vikings. We are No Ship Network. I am your host, Em.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Paul.
And we are doing a very special Vikings podcast today. It's just our bonus podcast where we play a game that Paul has created, and we're going to go over some speculations that some of our listeners have contributed via Twitter, and we are also going to talk about some Season 3 casting news. Anyway, we'll also have some news about No Ship Network, but anyway.
That was the most aggressive intro I've ever heard.
Well, you know what? Last time, I sounded like those ladies from, was it Good Eats?
they're making fun SNL?
Of like, and
yeah.
I've listened to it. I'm like, oh my god, I sound.
Well, I always notice when we do the icebreaker and we're just chatting and everything, we're at a normal level, and then when you do the intro, you drop down.
Yeah.
And then as we get into the cast, you come back up to a normal level.
Yeah.
So it's like you were at a normal level for that intro, but it sounded super aggressive because it's usually you kind of like go into the NPR voice and you're like.
That's what I'm trying to avoid because it sounded like that last time. And I'm like, oh, that sounds so like boring.
Welcome to the Wild Hunt. You're getting very, very sleepy.
And that's exactly how I want you to feel when you're listening to my podcast, is sleepy. So, okay. Yes, we're doing a game. So, Paul, it's not going to spoil anybody who's only watched season one, right?
No, not at all. I mean, like, it's just I didn't have any questions about season one, actually. It's going to be more about mythology, facts about Vikings. Because we rewatched, it was hard to try and come up with things that, you know, we haven't asked before in the second pod, because I usually have, it's pretty obscure stuff. So I was like, you know, I'm going to try and take a different route. I even asked some people online, you know, if they had some questions that they would want us to answer. So
cool.
Yeah, it's not extremely long, but I think it'll be enough and fun. So
sweet. All right. So we'll start with that, and then we'll follow in with, I think we should talk about season three casting next, unless you guys have any other ideas. And then after that, we'll go into the speculation from our listeners.
Okay, sweet.
So, because some of their speculation is based on season three casting. So if we can just like set the stage for season three casting, and then their speculation will make sense. So,
okay.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
All right, ready to go. You got your pen and paper.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. We're going straight to it. All right, so yeah, we're going to do it. I'm going to try it different this time, so that way if you guys write your answers down, we've got multiple choice, true, false, and even not really an essay. It's going to take a little bit because I didn't know a lot of these, and I thought it would be really interesting to see if you guys have done your homework on some North mythology before I get tongue-tied.
I can already tell I'm going to lose this one.
Well, it's not a lot, but it's because it was interesting. Okay, so. Okay, oh, well, before that, I don't have an envelope or anything, but I do have a clock at the house ready to go, so whoever wins, I'll do a clock for one of your rooms.
Sweet.
On any motif you want, so if you want, I know Steve would want something Misfit-y, or if you wanted something Vikings, Doctor Who, I've got all the materials. The only thing it doesn't have is the neon, but I do have a clock ready to go, so you guys have something, hopefully, that you would want and play for.
All right.
You wouldn't have in your personal space. Okay, so one, true or false, Vikings dyed their hair blonde with lye.
So just answer true or false?
Yep, just write it down and then we'll move on to the next one. All right, so next is a multiple choice question. Question two, what did Vikings use to start fires? A, matches. B, lighter knot, dried hearts of pine. C, bark soaked in urine. D, none of these.
All right.
Question three, another multiple choice. Which one of these was not found in Viking excavation sites? A, tweezers. B, I hope I pronounce this right, hoofa, a Viking toothbrush. C, razors. D, ear cleaners. And I have really detailed explanations on these, so I just don't sound like I'm full of crap. You want me to reread the answers again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A, tweezers. B, hoofa, a Viking toothbrush. C, razors. D, ear cleaners.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are, Steve.
I'm ready.
Okay. So this is from Twitter. She follows us. Her name is E. she really came through for me. I appreciated it a lot because I completely just ran out of ideas to use for questions. And four questions does not make a quiz, dang it. So what is the name of the first Jotun / giant in Norse mythology? A, Beli. I'm going to butcher all of these, so sorry, whoever knows the proper pronunciation. B, Angarboda. C, Ygir. And D, Ymir.
Sounds I'm just like going to write the
boy band. The
I'm going to go with, I'm just going to write the letter D for, okay. Or A or B or yeah, whatever yeah, it is yeah, for fine. The thing, you absolutely. Know, because that way I don't have to.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to do all that. It's fine.
I'm ready.
All right, question five. Let's see, make sure I get it proper. This is another question from E. Who or what is Selfnir? A, Thor's hammer. B, Odin's horse. A Jotun. D, one of the Norns, which is the name of Russian boy band.
I'm ready.
I am. I'm ready.
Oh, okay, cool. Question six. What country did Snorri Sturluson, who wrote the post-Edda, came from, which is like the poems about the Norse mythology, kind of put them all together for us? A, Norway. B, Denmark. C, Iceland. D, Sweden. I know.
I know. If you had thrown in, like, you know, Honduras in there, it would have just been an easy, like, no, I know. That's probably not it.
She really came strong, and she came up with them quick. It was like, dang, that was really good right off the bat. It kind of made me feel a little dumb.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't know any of these answers.
Yeah.
So
I'm hoping I know them. But
which is good, because usually you guys are, like, on fire answering all the questions. It's like, dang, I'm just not coming strong enough for any of these. Like, how many hammers are in season two, you know? Okay, so our friend Mike Spa came up with a question. This is where you kind of have to write down a little bit. If you don't know, I don't blame you. But it was a really good question. I figure all of us, even our listeners, would be interested in the answer.
Oh, thanks, Hot Tub. Now I got to write a paragraph. Great.
How many words does our essay
have to be? At least 15. I want double space lines. Okay, so what happens to warriors when they go to Valhalla?
Ah, okay.
Right? I like this question. I never even thought about it before, and the answer I found was really good, so I enjoyed it.
Did you give me a pen that has no ink on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering that one. Better?
Marginally.
I have crayon. Ooh, there's a good one.
Yeah, that one should work.
Or crown, as they say. I guess this is dead air. I should be talking at least. All right, here we go.
Just do a musical number.
I actually had something kind of planned, and I totally forgot. Did I lose it?
All right.
Exit out, didn't I?
And I'm ready as well.
Right when I get it. All right, so let's see. And last question. And this is one I had no idea either, so I would have completely failed all of these questions. Who are the three main gods, and what do they stand for? And while you guys write this down, and if you don't know what they stand for, it's fine. I won't take any points off. It'll be like bonus, like a bonus question. This is from Mike Spa also, so make sure you thank him when you talk to him. And then we'll start. I'll read something from part of the Ragnar mythology. In East Gotland, in the ancient days, there lived a mighty earl named Harald, who was descended from the gods, and he had a daughter named Tora, who was famed for her beauty and virtue, but proved as hard to win, for as a princess of Tolborg had been. She dwelt in a high room, which had a wall built around it like a castle, and was called Castle Deer, because she surpassed all other women in beauty, as much as the deer surpassed all other animals. I don't know about deer being more beautiful than all other animals. It'd be hard to be like kittens and baby bunnies and... But it's majestic.
Yeah, it has a grace to it that the cats do too.
Mm-hmm. You guys done already?
I saw orangutans having sex at the zoo one time.
Did you really?
Well,
was that graceful?
Not at all. You were there. Was it orangutans or the apes?
It was orangutans. I forgot that.
Yeah, they were just in the corner and everybody was up on the balcony watching them and they were just going at it. And the female had the most bored look on her face I've ever seen. It's just like, oh my God.
She's probably just like, we have to do this right now.
Yeah, right now.
The zoo closes again. In an hour.
Yeah, again. Probably.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You couldn't wait 60 minutes.
All right, so the first question, true or false, Vikings dyed their hair blonde with lye.
I went with true.
I went with true. All
right, both of y'all got it right. Yes. So Viking gentlemen preferred being blonde to conform to their culture's beauty ideas. Brunette Vikings, usually men, would use a strong soap with high lye content to bleach the hair. In some regions, beards were lightened as well. It's likely these treatments also help Vikings with a problem far more prickly and rampant than mousy manes, head lice, which is cool. I never thought about, you know, Vikings dyeing their hair to be more pretty, you know, and then taking care of lice. I mean, you don't think of cooties in Vikings very often.
It just proves Rollo don't give a fuck again because his hair brunette or brown. I guess girls are brunette.
All right, so 1-1. What did Vikings use to start fires?
I still like that the pine heart thing.
I went with bark soaked in piss.
Oh, Steve takes the lead.
Ugh, nasty.
Yes.
I'm gonna need a Flavor Flav clock that I can wear around my neck. Know what time it is.
Okay, so I have the explanation. The first three questions I got off the Vikings website, which I was like, whoa, maybe they're going to go on and just kind of see what's going on with the show and see these. So the answer was, clean freaks though Vikings were, the Vikings had no qualms about harnessing the power of human waste product. They would collect a fungus called torchwood from tree bark and boil it for several days in urine before pounding into something akin to felt. The sodium nitrate found in urine would allow the material to smolder rather than burn, so Vikings could take fire wherever they went.
I was wondering how that would help it. Okay.
See, the pine bark sounded practical, but the urine, that sounded like something that they would do, because you just, these gruff guys who are like, oh, you piss on that, and you take it with you, and you light it on fire somewhere else. It works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty genius. I wonder who figured it out, you know, like...
Well, they shit off boats. They piss on bark.
Human history is full of that, like, stuff that we have now that we take for granted, and then you look back on it, and you're like, how did this come about? You know, penicillin, for example, is a good one. You know, I mean, like, how did a mold become something that we...
That was accident, because it flew into the window and landed in a petri dish that he was trying to, like, culture some bacteria in, and it kept killing the bacteria.
It was a she, wasn't it? Wasn't it Madame Curie that did penicillin?
Or was it Pasteur?
Pasteur. I think it was Pasteur.
Okay. I think it was.
Louis.
Okay, so which one... Question three. Which one of these was not found in excavation sites? What did you guys pick?
I picked the hoofah.
I went with tweezers.
Oh. What's up with the hoofah?
Because it came off like you were trying to trick us.
I was.
Because that was the only one that had its technical name.
Exactly. I couldn't find a technical name for the others. And hoofah is actually a Viking word. It means porthole. So I was like, that might work. It sounds like loofah, bathroom.
Hoofah.
She saw through my guys.
So that was the only thing that wasn't found in there?
Yes. Yeah. So... Excavation of Viking sites have turned up tweezers, razors, combs, and ear cleaners made from animal bones and antlers. Vikings also bathed at least once a week, much more frequently than other Europeans of their day, and enjoyed dips in natural hot springs. I would have never guessed ear cleaners and tweezers.
See, the tweezers I just X'd out because of the whole, going back to the explanation for the second answer, urine. But in light of the explanation of the first answer, I guess I should have known that tweezers would have been wrong, because these were some manscaping people.
Yeah, you know, blonde, dye their hair, get their eyebrows right.
Because, you know, if you have any stray gray or black hairs in there, you got to get those out.
Well, if they get that urine-soaked splinter in their finger, they're going to want tweezers to get that out, too. So.
And the actual toothbrush wasn't brought about until 1780 by William Adidas. Maybe tennis shoes.
Go,
too.
William Adidas.
Mm-hmm. Yo, wow. I had to double check that this morning. I was like, did I write that down right? Did I say Adidas? Spelled the same in everything. It's fucked me up. Okay, this is where we get difficult. You can tell my questions are... And the people who are actually...
These next couple are from E, right?
Yes, the next three.
Next three.
So...
Thanks, E.
Absolutely. What is the name of the first Jotun in Norse mythology?
I put Ymir.
I did as well.
Oh, both of you got it right.
It's the only one I recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were all giants.
Ymir was a frost giant, right?
He's the father of Odin as well, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Odin...
He's a hermaphroditic giant. And the first creature to come into being in the Norse creation narrative.
He was, wasn't he dug out by a cow, like a cow that was licking the hoarfrost?
And
then the cow was like, there's hair in my food. And he kept looking, and there was a head uncovered. It's a giant.
Yeah, it's definitely, it was pretty cool, though. I mean, Belly, they say he's probably a giant, so I didn't go into too much detail. That was the first one. And Angar Boda was a frost giantess and mistress of Loki, who gave birth to three monsters.
Is that who Loki wanted, or Floki wanted to name his daughter after?
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Helga
was
Floki.
Like,
Yeah. Aegir is a sea giant, god of the ocean, and king of sea creatures. So it's pretty cool. I didn't know any of that.
I have a question for E after we get through with her questions. We don't have to, you know, it's just a real quick one, and she can respond on Twitter or whatever.
Okay.
But
okay, so, and then who or what is Selfir? Question 5. So you guys got both of that right. So it's 3-3, right? Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, so who or what is Selfir?
Odin's horse is what I put.
That's B, right?
Mm-hmm.
Odin's horse, that's what I put as well.
Dang. Both got it right again. 4-4, you got a nail biter.
Got multiple legs, that horse.
Yes.
That was a blind guess, but I was like, it sounded, it felt right.
Well, we know Thor's hammer.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah,
I can't pronounce it, but
Mjolnir,
it has an M.
Mjolnir.
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 Okay, so I have the explanation. In Norse mythology, Selfnir, or the Slipper, is an eight-legged horse. Selfir is attested in the poetic Edda compiled in the 13th century. Let's see. In both sources, Selfir is Odin's steed, is the child of Loki, and Solfari is described as the best of all horses. It is sometimes ridden to the location of hell. So pretty cool. All right, question 6 from E again. So this is the last one she puts together. And it was...
I said, are you ready for the answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
I said Iceland.
Dang, you're
what,
good.
What
country did Snorri Sturluson, who wrote the Post Edda, come from? A, Norway. B, Denmark. C, Iceland. D, Sweden.
I had said Sweden.
Nice. 4-3. Nice.
Iceland. And he did the Prose Edda.
Yes, the
Not
Prose
the poetic
Edda.
Edda is older, and the yes. Prose Edda is more recent. Prose Edda.
He wrote it in between 1179 when he was born and then 1241 when he died.
That's Hermione over here learned that in Double Potions with Snape.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I mean, I honestly didn't know any of this. It was pretty pathetic. All right, so we're on to Mike Spa's 2 essay questions.
Which okay. I liked his questions.
I know, they actually. Were really good. I was like, that's awesome. And I was going to try and make a multiple choice, and I was like, you know what? Screw it.
Thanks, Mike Spa, mm-hmm. for your questions.
Did you want to say something to E, and you want to ask
her? Oh, yeah. The question to E. M tells me you like metal.
Metal.
With the goat horns thrown up. I'm a big metalhead myself, so my question to you is, as an alternate track to the opening soundtrack of the show, you know, the title credits and everything, which Unleashed song would you put in its place?
Or any other metal song that she may not even listen to Unleashed.
It's highly unlikely.
Okay, but let's just see.
Okay, just if saying. She likes metal and she likes Vikings, that's like chocolate and peanut butter. So,
okay.
You know, Unleashed is. It's
I'm
like
just
Unleashed
her another
is
option.
The Reese's cup
just
of this
case.
World. Okay, yeah. Okay, if you happen to not like Unleashed on that very unlikely scenario, then you can tell me maybe what Amon Amarth song you want, or, you know, what...
Corporal Connie,
yeah, but they're more... I guess you could probably have a good Corporal Connie song on there, but that would almost be better for closing credits. But anyway, I'm...
Happy little boozer.
Yeah. But yeah, if you just tweet out and let us know.
All right. Nice.
Okay.
So... Question 7, thanks to Mike Spa. What happens to a warrior when they go to Valhalla?
You can go first.
My explanation was they dine with Odin and the other fallen warriors, maybe have sexy time with Valkyries.
Mine's along the same lines. I say first they are escorted there by virgin female warriors called the Valkyries, who they get to sleep with. They can eat and drink and fight each other to death and start it all over again the next day.
Nice.
A little more comprehensive than mine. I'll give you that.
Okay, so I'm going to give the question. I'm going to give the answer that I have. I mean, of course, I found this online. Valhalla is a great hall of, I'm going to, in Hajar. The heroic dead. I know, that was a bad one. Warriors who died in glorious battle and were chosen by Odin to wait in Valhalla until Ragnarok. The structure built by Odin himself in Asgard had over 500 doors, each door enough for 800 warriors to march out at the time of Ragnarok so they could fight the futile battle with the other gods. Valhalla was the haven of the Vikings, a large hall. Oh, that's pretty much the same thing. So I think both of y'all, I give you both a point because, I mean, you know they're going to have sexy time. You know they're going to fight each other.
The important thing is they're there for Ragnarok, exactly. And neither of us said that.
True, yeah. Exactly.
And I didn't know they were chosen by Odin. So even if you do die in battle, Odin can still turn you away, which explains why during the first season, and they have so many rules about, you know, you won't go to Valhalla if he says that yeah. nasty stuff after you're killed. And, you know, so it's really, maybe Odin's got a checklist like Santa. Like, no.
Or perhaps, you know.
That could be spoilery, though.
Yeah.
Save it for the spoiler section.
Well, I was just thinking maybe, you know, all warriors go to Valhalla, but once you're in Valhalla, you get chosen to fight in Ragnarok if you're on the good list. And if you're not, you have to stay behind and clean up the broken, you know, bombs, goblets of mead. And yeah. You know,
you get put into like where you should be, yeah, like the lines, like what part of the army you could be in.
Yeah, yeah. Or you
might not be able to get the feast in the hall. You might have to sit picnic style outside.
Clean up all the fermented milk clots all over the place. Yeah.
All right. So 4-3 we're at, since we'll just... You said no points since it's for Ragnarok, then? Or you guys both? It'd still be 5-4.
It's up regardless. To your game master.
We'll do 5-4.
Yeah.
We'll both
yeah.
give you a point because...
It won't change the outcome.
I could see both things that you said added to it actually happening in, you know, Valhalla. They're going to fight each other. They're going to have sexy time. You know,
yeah.
Even, not just with Valkyries, because female Vikings went also. All right, question 8 and the final question. We'll make this one. If anybody gets this, like, perfect... Because I saw different answers for this online. Some people...
Doesn't it depend on location, too?
Yeah, so I found several sites that gave me this answer, so it's the answer that I'm using. If you get it correct, all of it, it's worth 3 points. If you get it good, it'll be worth a point. You know, so that way, it's if you can get it detailed, it's still, you know, I like having that final question being worth more. So, who are the three main gods, and what do they stand for?
Do you want to go?
I'll go first, and this is just from an American's perspective. Who mm-hmm. Odin, who's the All-Father, Thor, the Thunder God, Loki, the Trickster.
You got two of the three correct.
Okay.
I've got Odin, daddy issues, Thor, clobber in time, and Frey as feminine charm.
Oh, man. You actually got all three, but...
Frey is male. Freya is female.
Okay, I meant to say Freya.
Okay, so, you're good. Freya is the answer. Yeah, because... going by importance, the big three would be Odin, Thor, and Freya. Thor was the patron of justice, who was worshipped a lot by the trading class. Freya and Odin were the two main gods from the Aesir. The warriors who died in battle were split Aesir? Between Freya and Odin. Some would join Odin in Valhalla, and the others would go with Freya to Sesarimir. So maybe that was the B class of the fighters from Ragnarok, you know? That needed a little more toughening up. I need to do a little research on that. So because you got them right, but you didn't give the explanations, I'll still give you the points. I'll just give you the points. Fuck it. You got the three right. Because I wouldn't have gotten Frey. I honestly didn't even know who she was. So.
Well, see.
Or he was. She was.
They're twins, Frey and Freya. And mm-hmm. Lagertha prayed to Frey. Not Freya. She says, put your seed in me. Mm-hmm. He's also fertility god, and then she's a fertility goddess, I guess. But she's also like, I don't know that much about it, but I know that much. That's it. And I didn't know she was that important.
I didn't either. I mean, it was really interesting. I would have said Loki also, because you hear a lot about him.
Yeah.
And he's always, you know, being brought up. You figured he would be an important, but I guess it'd be almost like calling Satan important.
That's right. Well, I don't think
he always caused problems.
Yeah, I guess, that would be, because mm-hmm. he doesn't seem to be, like, all bad like Satan, though, mm-hmm. but he definitely has his influence, but he is, that's so, the best equivalent of Satan.
Yeah, exactly, and then maybe as we go through seasons, you know, we'll delve into a little bit more and find out more about him. I mean, we could do it now, but I think it's a cool way to discuss what the show is based on and maybe try and understand some of what's happening.
Well, that's a good way to use our time in the meantime before we come back around to season 3 is learning more about the mythology mm-hmm. and
yeah. So thanks, Mike Spa, and thanks to E for coming through for me so we had more than 3 questions from the beginning.
Sweet.
I think that's the first quiz that I've won out of all of them we've done.
Out of like 5 bonus pods.
Yeah. That's all right. I've yet to beat M at Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. I'm admitting this
really?
On air. Yeah.
Nice.
Played three times. I don't know why. It's not. I think it's just he's had too much to drink or something. I don't know.
That's awesome. I would have never guessed.
Yeah, it's my secret. It's out. I feel so free. I should have done this years ago.
Okay, you guys want to say anything else before we move on to season three casting news? And
well, I think we should say goodbye to some of the fallen that have happened in the show. You know, our boy Svein. Without him, season one might not have gotten to season two.
Season one only.
Svein was just, he was a necessary evil. He made the show in a lot of ways.
He was a great character, and we got a lot. I mean, he's an awful character, but it was great in the sense of how well it was executed. Mm-hmm. And
you both mined a lot of humor out of him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. he was absolutely a well of humor. He was, for anybody who's listened to our Thrace Relations podcast, you understand right away that he's analogous to our Medicus from Spartacus. Sorry about that.
Oh, you're fine.
And he'll be missed.
Yeah, absolutely. Who else? What was the Viking that got sacrificed?
Leif.
Sad.
Yeah.
Poor Leif. If only the priest had done his job right, we'd still have Leif around.
Yeah. Darn you.
And Leif was huge.
Yeah.
He was like on a par with Rollo. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, they lost an asset there. So hopefully the gods took notice and did what they were supposed to do. But
yeah. And another huge Viking we lost was Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was sad.
Yeah.
Eric always reminded me of like what a Viking looks like when you think of like a stereotypical
Absolutely.
Viking. Absolutely. You know?
Big burly beard. Mm-hmm. Old, kind of older.
Do you still want to sit in his lap?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know you do.
I do.
Whoa.
Only if he spoons me.
Yeah.
I'm short enough. It would work. The little boy that Svein and them killed died too soon.
Oh, yeah.
Earl Haraldson himself.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. He's like Svein. Without him, season one might not have been as successful. No, season two.
Gita.
Yeah. Poor Gita.
In theory.
Yeah.
There was a lot of deaths. I didn't even think about
Bjarni. Earl Bjarni.
Bjarni. Well.
Ludifus.
He's on the lower level of losing. But it's true. Without him, he's kind of like, he got the Harkonnen stab.
Yeah.
He starts floating.
We also lost Ragnar's marital integrity.
Oh yes,
that was sacrificed.
Some morality.
Yeah.
Good point.
That will be missed.
Lagertha lost a baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. So that's good. We gave our goodbyes to all of the cast who played in the season that aren't in it. Thank you for doing such a good job.
Bjorn lost some innocence.
Seeing
his dad fucking another lady. Oof.
Yeah, no kid should have to see that. Poor Bjorn.
Or hear it. They could do a little better job of having some privacy at home,
yeah.
too.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think that's everybody who was important that passed. And all of the cast members who were extras in England that got killed.
Oh, wait. What about Theory's gross old husband?
That's Earl Bjarni.
Yeah, oh, Earl Bjarni. You're right. Okay, yeah. I was okay. I didn't realize you were talking
him
about
Duke Lee or
Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah, Baron Harkonnen. This whole time, it's the perfect comparison, except that he doesn't sleep with his
Yeah,
girls.
Theory would have had to have been a boy. Yeah. You know.
We could have called her
Fade.
Fade.
Alia's
Dang,
like,
what a dropped ball.
Meet my Gamjabar.
Oh, she would have been, yeah, Alia.
Alia would have been Ragnar's daughter.
Yeah, oh, Siggy yeah. Alia'd him.
Yeah, it would. What a missed opportunity. I don't know how we didn't get that.
Lord Wigia went into the snake pit. Don't really. Aethelwulf, Ella's brother, was insulted and killed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like Floki totally brought the tent down on him, and then
all the monks that they slaughtered. This is quite a death count for a first season. What, 8 episodes?
Yeah, Rollo like brutally killed the guy that hid in the shit box or whatever that was.
Yeah, the Duke's brother, not Duke, but
Canute,
the Earl Canute.
Yeah, we can't forget about Canute.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Svein mourns him more than we do, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there was the guy on the original voyage on the longship who freaked out.
Oh yeah,
yeah, he got longship fever and then
anxiety.
They dispatched him.
Yeah,
they knew before they left they were going to kill him. They're like, why is he coming?
Like, he's a fucking liability.
Just tell him to
Throw
stay.
Him over.
He's my cousin. My wife made me take him.
Well, it's your job to kill him.
Yeah.
Really, Ragnar's cousin. It's like, fine, I'll take care of it. That's why he did it so quick. He knew ahead of time. He's going to have to stick this guy.
And the other monks that came along with Athelstan also. He's the only remaining monk now over in Scandinavia.
The one whose body is resting at the bottom of the fjord.
Mm-hmm.
Poor bastards.
That's it.
Yeah. Awesome. There's probably some more that we missed, but
yeah.
We covered quite a bit though. For the top of our heads, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have a comprehensive list written down, but it's not like the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, I know. I was going to bring that up. I don't think we're going to fuck this one up, are we?
Well, we might, but it's all right.
I'd like to give special shout out to everybody who participates in the podcast.
Absolutely.
You know, that's obviously not us three. Everybody who's wrote in and, you know, had communication with us, it's really appreciated. There's Wiley, Decody, and there's Hot Tub and Brisket and everything. And this, you guys make it worthwhile. I know we said this before, but we can't say it enough. This is what makes it really worth it to us. Because otherwise, we're just three people in a room talking. You know what I mean? On a Friday afternoon. So it's like,
and even the ones who just help with the retweets. You know, I mean, it all helps us out and helps us to feel appreciated. So. It makes us feel like we're doing something noteworthy.
Yes, so when I put the call out for speculation, it was awesome to see all the response we got. Mm-hmm. That made my day. Thanks, guys. You guys are, like Steve said, the best thing about doing this podcast. I don't have anything else to say about season one.
It's hard to say too much more about season one than we've already said without getting putting it into the context of what happens in season two and then going beyond to speculate for season three. So it's almost like we should move on to the next section and
other
do
than
the casting.
Props to the, you know, to the writers.
And directors.
Directors. But it's, you know, it showed that it was a good idea because even I had heard rumors that, you know, around the third or fourth episode, they were already talking about not getting a second season. And then the show really started picking up steam when they went to England and the storyline got better because of everything that was going, you know, back. I'm really happy that they got the second season and that it's doing so well. So kudos to them for, you know, pulling it together and just putting out an awesome product. Because it is. I think it's one of the best shows on TV right now.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're doing it, I think. I mean, it's because I can't think of – oh, sorry.
It's all right.
I can't think of anything else that I'd really want to podcast on that's – I mean, we're going to podcast on other shows, but, I mean, as far as, like, what was out in March, you know what I mean? This was, like, the cream of the crop.
I guess before we move on to the next section, we probably should just announce that some No Ship Network news.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So Steve and I are going to do Penny Dreadful. We've watched the first episode of that, and we loved it. We did check out The Strain. I would just sit there and rip it to shreds, so I don't think anybody wants to hear that, so I'm not going to podcast on that.
I enjoyed the first episode of The Strain at, I'd say, like 75%. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I kind of had to take my reality cap off and just kind of like just look at it as a fun show. You know what I mean? And not worry too much about, like, you know, oh, are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? And I want to watch the rest of it. I'm looking forward to the rest of it. But as far as potting on it, that's a whole different beast. And I just don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, I have to really like the show a lot to get me through writing the recaps, because recaps take a while to write.
Oh, I bet.
And so I got to feel like I want to do it. And I watched The Leftovers, the first two episodes of Leftovers, and it just doesn't hit that spot for me. So,
yeah. Well, it's pretty dramatic, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I just – like I don't want to down on Lost because I know there's a lot of Lost fans out there. Mike Spa. But
I'm a Lost fan. I loved it.
But I just I don't have faith in – you know, them following up. So I just...
Well, some of these shows, if they make it through the first season, we can do like Vikings, watch them through. Because a lot of shows, even Doctor Who, first season of the new one, it was okay, but didn't pick stride until that second season. You know, so maybe some of these shows that right now we might not pod on, we'll let it get through the whole. And then if it really grabs us and the end of the first season is fantastic, then it might be worth it. Because I'm not even sure if the first two episodes of Vikings, I would have been right away thinking, oh, we should pod on it. You know, it's just because really Vikings didn't pick up until the fourth or fifth episode. You know, even the critics thought it because they didn't want to give it a second season. So who knows? Next year we might get through it and watch and possibly go to it. I agree on them so far.
Well, I did think right away that I would pot on Vikings.
Oh, really?
I was sold right away because with the first opening scene where you have Rollo and Ragnar out there fighting those men in the Slavic area, and then Odin comes down, then you have the opening credits, which was just badass. And then Penny Dreadful is. I've only seen the first episode, and I hope it stays at that quality.
What channel? Is it HBO? Is it regular
Showtime.
Cable? So
it's
a Showtime show.
And it suits both Steve and I because he's into horror, and I like stuff that's set in the Victorian era. And it looks like it's just going to have some interesting homages and some – it's got some great special effects, movie-style quality filming.
Showtime, that was Dexter too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So they've got some clout in the TV show.
Yeah.
I'm backing now, don't they? Don't know whether another show that came on Showtime that was really good too, other than Dexter?
Weeds.
Weeds. Yes. And that's, I mean, there's a lot of people that watch that.
That's the same writer of Orange is the New Black too. Also,
Nip Tuck too? No?
I don't think.
FX,
yeah.
Okay.
Also, the reason why I don't want to just take on a bunch of shows, because there are some that are coming down the pipe later on that I want to have space for, that I want to do more than anything. They're going to be doing – I don't know if anybody's a Neil Gaiman fan. He wrote a book called American Gods, and they're going to do that. Starz Channel is going to do it.
Ooh, Starz.
So I'm going to pod on that. So that's a definite. And then Stephen S. DeKnight, who did Spartacus, which we're all fans of, he's going to be doing Daredevil on Netflix.
Ugh,
which
so good.
And they've actually –
so
there's some casting already news about
is there?
That. Well, I know Rosario Dawson's going to be in it.
Wow.
I forget who – they just cast that Deborah Ann Woll, who's from True Blood. She plays Jessica on True Blood, which I really think she's a good actress. She was one of the best things about True Blood, in my opinion. But she's going to be in it. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to that. I want a podcast on that.
Who's playing Daredevil? Did they know yet?
I think his last name is Dion Knopf.
Good. So it's somebody that's not super famous.
I can't pronounce his last name.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with him. So.
Well, hopefully they do it right. The Daredevil movie,
not
so great.
Not so much.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Daredevil. I've never read the comics or anything like that.
I like the character. It's a cool take on a superhero, especially with him being
blind.
And the way that he uses his powers, it's really cool. And I think it has to be done right. I've read some runs of Daredevil that were awesome, but I've also read some that weren't all that interesting. So, and they have two other Marvel's got two other shows coming out on Netflix also. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, which the reason why I want to do Daredevil is because I'm a fan of Stephen S. DeKnight. So I have no problem being a parasite on his career. So I will follow him because I think he's a genius. But I guess they're doing like a series. Like that's going to be a mini series with Daredevil. And I could be wrong about this. And then I think it was Luke Cage.
Yeah,
is
Luke
one.
Cage.
And then,
she's badass.
So I think they're going to be broken up. I could be wrong. So it'd be interesting if, you know, if we like the Daredevil and to continue and follow the other ones and podcast on those. And that would be an interesting podcasting schedule because they release them all at once.
Yeah. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that one would be awesome to do. They're going to – and it's smart on Marvel's part because they're just going to test the waters to see if those characters can hold up to do movies.
And then there's one more that I'm looking forward to. I have to see how they do it because, unfortunately, it's going to be on Sci-Fi. And I'm sorry that saying
it's
that about 50-50. Sci-Fi. But there's a trilogy of books called The Expanse Trilogy, and they're going to be doing that. And I've read two of those books, and I plan on reading the third. And I really like the first two books, so I would like to podcast on that if they're doing it well. So that I want to keep myself open because if I start committing to – I don't want to start something and then say – I'm not doing it anymore, drop it for another show. I just want to be sure about the show at the outset so I can make time for it and care about it. And so.
And I had talked to Steve possibly about getting together before the next season starts if we see, you know, get enough information together about, you know, rumors about the Viking show and some more information, us getting it together periodically to do a pod just to kind of keep the Vikings fans happy also.
Yeah.
If we get enough, you know.
Well, there's stuff posted on Twitter all the time. We can probably compile something from that. You know, it's like Alexander Ludwig recently, you know, sent a picture that was I thought was pretty cool, of like what he wears to work. And he's got his armor and it looks like somebody smacked him in the face with a bloody hand. Like,
awesome.
So there could be some things that we could.
Another show that we won't be podcasting on, but that we all like, is some casting news that I saw in a magazine, Entertainment Weekly magazine.
Oh no!
The final season of Sons of Anarchy is coming out in October.
Yeah, is it finally the final season?
Well, for anybody who's seen it, I'm not going to worry about spoilers or whatever. You can just not listen for a second if you haven't, because this isn't about Sons of Anarchy, so I'm not really worried about it. But I'll keep it short and sweet. But apparently, you know, Jax ends up in jail in the beginning because they think he killed his wife. And he's talking with a white supremacist guy in jail, played by Marilyn Manson.
What?
And then at some point...
Marilyn Manson is a white supremacist?
No, I mean, he's playing one.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly. It doesn't look very impressive in the picture. And then as a preschool teacher, we're going to have Courtney Love.
What?
Yeah.
Hopefully she doesn't flash any kids her vagina.
Yeah. Well, if I already said if Jax ends up sleeping with her for any reason,
oh, it's happening.
I'm out. I'll stop watching that show.
Because it'll be pretty comedic. It's already the biggest soap opera on TV. I mean, it might as well be like going to the soap opera awards for the Days of Our Lives and all those others, because it's pretty sappy. And now that they're bringing those two in, they're doing anything they can to have enough ratings to finish the season.
I'm not worried about the degradation of the storyline or the soap opera element. I mean, there's been so many distasteful things that have happened in Sons of Anarchy.
Sleeping.
That wouldn't shock me. I just don't want to see Courtney Love naked.
It's probably in her contract to sleep with him. Think of it. Think of it, because look at Jax Teller has like greasy hair. He kind of looks like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
She's gonna work out some
issues with him.
Hey, it wouldn't surprise me. I'd put money on it that he sleeps with her, because he's got the goatee. He's got the crazy hair like Kurt Cobain.
That makes it even worse.
Drugs, you know. And I can totally see it. I have no love for Courtney Love or her music. I still think she. Well, I don't want to say that, but if I was married to her, it wouldn't be fun either. So yeah, that's pretty funny. I'll watch it like I watched it last year. I'll record it and then fast forward through most of it and stop it when it looks important. Family. I just hope they kill all of them. That'd be the best ending to that show. The cops come and they just wipe them all out. The end.
I hope they kill Gemma.
Yeah, she'll get it for sure. As dramatic as the scene she's had already so far, her husband will have her get killed and it'll be long and drawn out death. They'll think she's dead, and she'll be laying there, and 5 minutes later,
As long as Bobby, Chibs, and Juice make it through, I'll be good. Everybody else can die.
Bobby and Chibs. Juice
is losing his mind. Yeah, I don't think Juice that guy's going to make it.
Mm-mm. Or he's the only one that makes it, and he's just batshit crazy.
Yeah. He's driving like Jesse Pinkman at the end, screaming. Who knows?
But what a poor choice for a skit, like a... A neo-Nazi. I mean, Marilyn Manson, that's just terrible. Of all the guys that could be a better scary skinhead, Manson. Is he going to have the contacts in?
Oh, Jesus.
Is he going to have that rag that he sticks on his pants and rings his nut juice all over everybody?
Or is he going to have the suit where it looks like he doesn't have any gender?
Hopefully none of the above. Hopefully it's all a bad joke.
They don't have a jail for people like me. I don't have any kind of genitalia. Look, smooth.
We went to the Mayhem Music Festival, and he was the headliner at the end, because we went because we saw Slayer.
Yeah.
And then we decided to stick around and watch him, and he was not, like, convincingly singing. Like, he was lip-syncing, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then he was sticking, like, a rag down his pants, pulling it out and wringing it out on his adoring crowd.
Well, he's like, remember people used to compare him to Ozzy and the Shock Factor. Mm-hmm. But Ozzy was actually talented with his band and not just
the main thing I remember about that was we went to a Mayhem Fest down in Tampa back in 2009, and you've already got all the kids' tickets. Everybody who paid for tickets already there. So even if they leave, you already got their money, so it's no big deal. So you don't have to put the headliner or the end headliner, you know, the finisher of the show, on in any specific order. So you pick the most logical order, all right?
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
They put Slayer on, then Marilyn Manson. Now, anybody who knows anything about rock music knows that after you go through a Slayer show, you don't have enough energy to sit through Marilyn Manson. You know, it's just ridiculous. Man. There was a tour back in the early 90s called Clash of the Titans. And Alice in Chains opened every night, and then it was a rotating lineup of Anthrax, Megadeth, and Slayer. And each night they would take different slots. about 2-3 weeks into a 4 or 6 month tour, all the rest of the bands came to Slayer and they said, listen, you're going to have to finish out the night every night because we're getting on stage after you play and these kids don't have any energy anymore. They're just like looking at us like, hurry up and finish. I need to go home and go to sleep or rehydrate or whatever. You know, so if there's no energy left in a crowd, you know, for Anthrax or for Megadeth, do you think there's going to be for Marilyn Manson?
What a great lineup. Did
you go to that? No, I wish I would have.
That would have been awesome. Because I do. I got a little place in my heart for Megadeth.
Oh, I love old Megadeth.
Yeah, exactly.
Not I'm talking pre-1991. But anyway, we got way off base here.
Sorry.
That's my fault. But
that's okay. He probably enjoyed that. Okay. So, so now we're going to move into season 3 casting news. And I'm sure people who've only seen season 1, we've had a lot of people from England listening to us. And I think you guys have only been privy to season 1. And if any of you have only watched season 1, because that's the only thing you're able to access, turn us off, because we're going to talk about season 3, which is going to allude to events in season 2. It's unavoidable. So unless you don't mind spoilers, then stick around.
Or binge season 2, listen to our pod and come back and finish this. It could be an extra treat.
Exactly.
Just press pause.
And I'll play some music to give you time to run to your device and so you're not mad at me. All right. That's it. We will see you maybe in a month and a half or so if we're going to update some news. So talk to you then, those who are leaving now.
Listen to season 2. We have plenty waiting for you.
Yes. So season 3 casting news. Do you guys know much about it?
Nothing, actually.
No, I don't know anything.
They're going to France, and the French are going to win. That's all I know.
Well, I don't know about them winning, but Michael Hirst has explained, we're going to attack Paris. Paris was the most extraordinary city. It was still a Roman city, and it was like nothing else on Earth. We're just building that at the moment on the back lot. It will also be CGI. Ragnar attacked Paris with 100 ships. So that was
going to be awesome.
So, like I said, light spoilers, guys. Also, are you guys okay with this? Knowing about this, Steve?
No, it's fine.
I know how you feel about this stuff. Do you need to leave the room?
Am I okay with Ragnar attacking Paris? Already happened. I just have to deal with it.
There's just a little bit more here.
I'm being silly.
Okay.
Talking about the historical event.
I know. Okay. So, Hirst hinted at several plots for the new season. He mentioned King Horik's son, Ellender, and he said, anyway, Ellender has been impressed by the idea of going to a farm in England, and in his pocket he has a handful of mud, earth from England. When Ragnar sees him with this handful of dirt, he knows that he's thinking along the same lines, that they're connected in some way, so he spares him. But of course, that turns out to be a terrible decision in the end.
Well, duh.
And Princess Quenthrith of Mercia, a.k.a.
Mary Moon.
Will also be back for season 3.
All right.
And she's been tweeting a lot, so
she must have a few episodes.
Yeah, she just recently tweeted something about Saxons and Vikings having a party together or something. The Saxon cast and the Viking cast, I think. Several actors are joining season 3. We have, you're French.
Very top.
Jenny Jacques.
Yeah, you got it, actually. You're really right. Jenny Jacques.
Okay.
Because the S is silent.
Okay. So, Jenny Jacques will portray Judith, who, according to the official press, is the daughter of King Ella. So, I don't know if he has another daughter or if she's replacing the actress we've already met.
I don't know. Interesting. That's Fat Elvis, right, Ella?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the mother, she's going to be the mother of the notable historical figure, Alfred the Great. And an actor named Ben Robson is going to play somebody named Calf. K-A-L-F, who's Lagertha's trusted second-in-command. Lagertha leaves Kaff in charge when she goes to raid with Ragnar, but she may have underestimated Kaff, who will quickly make himself a major player.
Ooh. Don't fuck with Lagertha. It never ends right. Don't
have a bad track record with that.
Canadian thespians, Lothair Bluto, will portray Emperor Charles of France. So it sounds like they've got somebody from Quebec playing
it. Yeah, awesome.
And Kevin Durand, who I've seen this guy before, but he takes on the role of the Wanderer, a stranger who is not what he seems. And didn't Ragnar get the Sunstone and the Sunboard for somebody called the Wanderer?
Yeah.
And Rollo had actually said another Wanderer.
Yep. And this next actress I think is interesting because she is the daughter of Roman Polanski. Her name is Morgane Polanski, and she's going to be playing a Princess Gisla, the Emperor's daughter, the Emperor of France's daughter.
What a cool name to name your daughter.
And she is his main advisor as well, so she's going to be a smarty pants. TV Guide reports that a new character is possibly this supernatural Harbard who makes quite an impression. Okay, so they don't say who this actor is going to be playing this character, but there's a character named Harbard who's going to make quite an impression on Siggy, Auslaug, and Helga while their husbands are overseas. No actor name for this role yet. Like I
probably
said.
That girl from Game of Thrones, the giant chick.
Brienne of Tarth.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a new director. New actress turned filmmaker, Helen Shaver.
She's got big shoes to fill because all the directors have come strong.
Helen Shaver and another, Kelly Macon, will join Ken Garrody and Jeff Woolnough at the directors of this season. So I guess we won't see Carrie Skoglund this season.
That's who did Blood Eagle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
She probably got hired to do movies and other stuff because of how good those episodes were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like using it as a farm team. Great. They're taking all the talent.
Is Michael Hirst still good? I'm sure he's still going to write all of them.
I bet. Yeah. I bet. I hope so.
Yeah. Please don't give it to anybody else.
So if, as far as speculation goes, based off of that, what you just read, Ragnar's going to have to be King Ragnar. And I think I've mentioned this before at the end of season two. But they don't say. I mean, he kills an earl and he becomes an earl. So he kills a king, so he should become a king, I would imagine. Absolutely. But if he has 100 ships at his disposal to take to France, he's got to have some more clout besides just being an earl.
Yeah.
That's kind of a given.
And he's got that sword that makes him king at the end of the season, too.
Yeah.
That special sword. He's trying to contemplate the Riddle of Steel. Though. Yeah. That's why.
He's not praying to Odin. He's praying to Crom.
Mm-hmm.
Sharpen your axe, Crom.
You guys ready to hear about everybody's predictions?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I mean, they're all wrong. Like I said, France is going to win.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got listener predictions for season three from Twitter. So first we have JW. Ragnar's, he says, Ragnar will find another wife and have more badass sons.
Hmm. We get, I mean, Ragnar's not going to be faithful. We know that.
What?
The precedence.
Yeah.
The Emperor of France, Charles, his daughter is probably going to be, Ragnar's next.
She's pretty hot. I've seen
her. Yeah, so you're not going to introduce a hot female character. This show has done a lot of things that I haven't expected shows to do, and it's really thrown curveballs, and it's been great and original while still being true somewhat to historical facts. But I just don't see a really good-looking female character and Ragnar not colliding in the bedroom at some
Mary
point.
Mary Moon's still around. That alone should be Ragnar sleeping with somebody.
She tried already.
Well, she's going to get it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that she can't try again.
Mm-hmm.
She wants any Viking at this point. I mean, I know she wants.
She is salivating over Ragnar, though. And Mary Moon gets what she wants.
Yeah. She might have to settle for Rollo. We'll see. Or Bjorn.
Hmm? Oh, no. She'll get killed.
Bjorn is way too straight and narrow to cheat on his girl. Mm-mm.
Well, somebody's got an interesting prediction about this. So let's see. So Mike Spa said at first, he said, I am not good at predictions. Here it's the obvious awesomeness. So he's just predicting awesomeness, which I agree. But later he qualified Briskier's, a.k.a. Brisket's prediction. And we haven't heard from Brisket in a while. So.
I know. It's good to see him back.
Yeah. But he Brisket predicted, I put the decapitation count at 17. He said, over or under that? And then Mike Spa said, I'm going to take the over.
Yes.
So
That's their predictions about decapitations. Bess says, Tiny Viking, a.k.a. Athelstan, shares love of language and letters with someone, anyone.
Is this a personal that got printed somewhere?
He writes them to himself.
I like long walks on the fjord. and wondering why my God has abandoned me.
He needs intimacy. Sandy Lane, who I just love, she said, I think that Rollo and Ragnar will part ways. Local underlord status won't sit well with Rollo. Lagertha won't go abroad. And then she says, will Siggy ever stop plotting? That's what I want to know.
Plotting or fucking? Or both.
One's an extension of the other sometimes.
I mean, I like what she put. I think we're done with Rollo being jealous. I think if they part ways, it's to help Ragnar in another part of his region to rule. You know, I really don't think that we're going to see. Well, they could be tricking me too, but Rollo seems to have come through that whole jealousy phase.
I agree. I think he's done, like, the writers and Ragnar and Rollo, they're all done with him being like the house dog. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's going to be put to good use.
Because he had a chance in the end of the last season to really put a stamp on his brother if he wanted to.
Yeah.
And he's stopped comparing himself to his brother, exactly. And he's just going to start self-actualizing and just doing his thing.
Which is why we love him. He came through the darkness.
Yeah. You know?
So I think if they do split, which I think is possible, it could be to attack France from another side with a whole, you know, like Vikings on foot, which would work, but...
Which we did predict he'll be on foot, at least, because he's going to be like, fuck horses.
Yeah.
I'm walking.
Well, it's embarrassing when you hop on a horse and it sags and falls.
Well, he's got that broken leg right now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what he came really through in the end there, because he...
But the time jump's going to take care of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an easy scrub for the writers.
He'll have a limp. I predict he'll have a limp.
Gangster lean.
Yeah.
Tough limp. You're still not going to be like, oh, he's hurt. No.
Pimped out Kane. Okay. So Shannon K, raids get bigger and Ragnar gets more awesome. Lagertha will lose her earldom, but King Ragnar will give her an important role.
Ooh, that's good.
No,
he owes her some things.
I don't know if she'll ever call him King Ragnar. I think it'll always just be Ragnar, fucker.
She saved his ass a lot, so mm-hmm. he can...
A couple times now.
I like the fact that he would give her something in return.
Yeah, well, he better. Other than a headache.
So next we have Shalita, I've heard you quite a bit on the Sister K, Sister J podcast. So she's a super fan for them.
Awesome.
So I'm glad that she's following us too. So Shalita predicts Siggy is going to be plotting, Rollo will F up, Lagertha will be badass. She got straight to the point.
Boom.
Simple and direct. Yep. Uh-huh. Tip 20%. You've all been served.
Yeah. I mean, I can't argue with any of that.
No.
I don't think Rollo's going to F up anymore, though.
Nah. Well, I'm not saying he's not going to make any bad decisions, but I don't think it'll be towards his brother. I think it could be still staying with Siggy or something happening, you know.
Yeah, he could try to get with Lagertha again. And
he'll do. I think
he should get with Lagertha. Why not?
I think he'll do what needs to be done, but he's going to do it Rollo's way, mm-hmm. not anybody else's way. Yeah. And that'll probably cause some side problems of its own.
It would make sense for him to get with Lagertha. You just have to bring his pimp game strong, because she saw him when he wasn't very, you know.
Yeah.
He was a bit of a douchebag.
But Siggy, despite her plotting, she's actually helped fortify him and get him up.
She still cheated on him with a guy and his son. That's a hard one to get past.
I agree. Not defending that.
No.
Just saying.
I know. She's not a bad character, but it would still be like nagging in the back of my head like, oh, you're just going to go sleep with somebody and then tell me it's for me.
And you know, he did choke her out because of that. But when he was talking to Borg and he was saying, you know, Ragnar doesn't hold a grudge. He's weird in that way. Mm-hmm. You know, that is to say he thinks that kind of behavior is weird. So that lets you know that he does hold a grudge.
Yeah. I think he loves her too, though. I really do think he has feelings for Siggy.
Yeah.
It's just always going to be in the back of Rollo's head. That's why he should go with Lagertha. But then his brother would turn on him. I think that Ragnar still has feelings for him and realize he's screwed
up. Yeah. I think he does too. Mm-hmm. Well, and speaking of Leslie Brooke, she's a great retweeter of ours too. She says Ragnar doesn't die this season, but we see the setup for it in the next season.
Ooh, and bold.
And she also says tables turn and Ragnar saves Lagertha's behind from enemies in Hedeby. And then she says Lagertha, Ragnar decide they can't be apart anymore. They get remarried. But she says Alslog stays too. Happy face.
Nice.
So she's into the threesome idea.
Awesome. Optimist. And she was bold enough to give us the Ragnar dies in two seasons, which is awesome if that happened. I know it would be awesome if they knocked Ragnar off.
No!
Because think of what it would have to be like. It would be heart-wrenching. It would just be, it'd make for good TV.
No.
And then we get to see his sons be...
I just like seeing his torso. He's just got a nice, nice torso. Don't kill it.
I predict that when they do kill him, they won't do it anytime soon. It definitely won't be this season. Maybe not even the
next one. I don't
know
if they've got the balls to do it.
Yeah. But I think what will happen is if they do, they'll have such a structure of other strong cast members built mm-hmm. up around him to where it won't matter as much. You know, Rollo and Bjorn and Floki and everybody.
Well, he could still be in the show if they killed him. Just have him come back like Obi-Wan in ghost form and talk to his son.
Mm. And give him horrible advice?
Yeah.
Again?
Mm-hmm. He'd be like Bob the Ghost.
Thank goodness Floki's there to counter all the horrible advice that Rollo gives Bjorn. You guys are saying it was Rollo that gave horrible advice, right? Because it was.
Was it Rollo? Ragnar did too a couple times though. Whenever it's always
Rollo told him just
to
take
cheat.
A slave girl.
I guess
that's true too.
I guess he doesn't give horrible advice, Ragnar, but
his actions are
bad examples. And you know, whenever Bjorn needed fatherly advice, he went to his uncle, even though he gave bad advice.
Yeah,
he avoided it. So mm-hmm. I guess that's what I'm saying. Like he would be kind of useless as an Obi-Wan style ghost because he'd be like, just do whatever you want.
Dad, I'm trying to look for you, and he's like, just a second, I'm looking at some girls.
Yeah,
I'm a ghost. Give me a break.
I can see everything now. I can go into any household.
Exactly. He'd be pervy ghost.
Walk through walls. Awesome. You should die.
yeah, there's the bad advice. Yeah. It's great.
Join me. So she contributed quite a bit, actually. In fact, her and Cutie Patootie end up having a conversation, which I've truncated a little bit. So first, E says, predictions are hard. I'm not so sure Ragnar will live through this season, based on hints from interviews and other things. I want to see Lagertha and Ragnar together again before he dies. I think they will start focusing more on his sons, too. And then Cutie Patootie, aka Christine, she writes, Ragnar will live, have faith.
It won't. Stop.
And as far as, like, Lagertha and Ragnar getting back together, Cutie Patootie says, somehow I think Lagertha is too proud for this. And then they kind of start talking about hints of them, you know, getting back together. They go back and forth and they fight over whose Ragnar belongs to, either Cutie Patootie or E, which is funny. And then Cutie Patootie then asks, what about Rollo? You think him and Ziggy are going to be over? And then E said, not sure. I'm thinking that the French princess is for him or Bjorn. And Cutie Patootie says, I read that also. The seer said one of the sons will marry a princess. Might be one of the others. And then E says, pretty sure it is Bjorn. They might marry him to Quenthrith. I could see that. So,
what about Bjorn's already first love interest?
She's not a princess, though, is she? Because the seer had, at least the way Ragnar interpreted what the seer had said, is that, because remember, he told Bjorn as a way, when he was comforting, well, he believes that Bjorn's going to marry a princess. I can't remember if he told that to Bjorn when they were, because Bjorn was afraid of death in season two, and they have.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
And I think because then Ragnar had just seen the seer, and he was told quite a bit about Bjorn and
that's before he got the Ironside tag,
ties.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't know. Maybe he pulls off the three-way, and his dad will just be jealous.
So he'll marry two princesses.
Yeah. Well, he'll have that that girl that he's seeing now. Oh. It didn't pull in the princess.
Or she might not even be in the second season. You never know. Oh, she is?
Oh, she is?
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah, that complicates
things. She hurt her foot.
And if we get a time jump, one of his other sons could be old enough.
Yeah, I think there is going to be a time
jump. Yeah, I was going to mention that, too, because there's a bunch of Rugrats running around.
One of them looked like he was, like, what, 5 or 6?
Yeah.
And they figure they're allowing him to go raiding at, like, 16, 17, so it wouldn't be too much of a jump.
I'm trying to remember his name. It's not Usul, but it starts with
that's the snake in the eye one, right? No, that's the second one. Before.
Sigurd, and then the first one is, it starts with a U. Ube? Ube? I think it's Ube. Ube, Sigurd, and then Ivar.
Huh.
What's our prediction on Ivar the Boneless while we're talking about him? Are we going to get anything on him?
He's going to be a magical being.
He's going to be the magical being?
Yeah, because I I'm sure, just based on things I've read. Mm-hmm. So he's okay. going to have some – that's what's going to compensate for his lack of physical prowess. Mm-hmm. He's going to be able to make up for it by having some awesome supernatural ability. And I think it's going to be toned down like all the other stuff we've seen.
Yeah,
but
sweet. Maybe new seer.
I don't know if they're going to have to face an army with a bellowing cow. they face an army with a bellowing cow that is – its bellows causes all the people in the army to be disoriented, so they can't fight back. And
somehow, I don't think that one's going to make it to the screen.
Somebody kill that cow.
And they launch Ivar toward him and takes care of it.
And all he does is pet it. Come on. Come on. You're a good cow.
He puts it in his lap like a baby goat.
Just walks it. Come on.
Then they become friends and he rides into battle with
pulls
it.
Out a, it's
slowly.
Just a thorn in its hoof. Come on. It's okay. All the French are like, we thought this was crazy.
So, I was going to say something. I don't remember. Oh, did you have anything from the Decody front on, I know you guys talk a lot on Gmail.
Yeah, we've had some good letters back and forth about, mostly, it hasn't been too much focus on predictions for the next season. I mean, she's thrown in a couple here and there. Nothing that I can remember off the top of my head. But, you know, when we were given the shout-outs earlier, I meant to single her out and say, you know, she writes, you know, really good letters about mm-hmm. what she thinks is going on. And I really enjoyed the correspondence with her. But I not as much that I can remember about, you know, predictions per se going on. And but if you want to, you know, write in with some definite ones and then, you know, I know she didn't answer the call with the tweets the other day, but she could have been busy, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I only put it out yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. But, and then when we do like a, you know, if we do some more podcasts like this where we're kind of going over the casting and what's going to happen and stuff like that, we can definitely read them.
Nice.
All right. Well, that's all I have for today.
Me too. Thanks again to everybody listening.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah,
like you said, you guys make it worth it.
Mm-hmm. And if we get enough information or we just feel like we need to get together and talk about Vikings, we'll tweet it and give everybody plenty of chances to download it. Just keep us in your iTunes and we're not gone for long.
And Steve and I will have the first episode of Penny Dreadful up within, a week, week and a half.
Nice.
So,
cool.
All right. So, and I'll announce it on Twitter if you guys are interested. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Miss you guys. This was a No Shit Network podcast brought to you by Esoteric Studios and Axolotl Tank Productions.